Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. Please enjoy your cup as we visit. It was quite cold this morning on the South Carolina beach. I got up just before dawn so I could watch the beautiful snow-white egrets on the limbs of the trees behind the house begin to stir. As the sun reached just a bit into the morning sky, the birds, there must be a couple of hundred, began to flap their wings. Some settled back down, others quietly eased into flight, over the inlet water, soaring high into the sky in all different directions toward the marsh that surrounds all but the beach side of the island. Off for breakfast. But they will return as the sun goes down to wrap their wings around themselves and rest for the night. In the evening, the beach here is quiet this time of year. A mile to the next inlet to the left and a mile or so to the beginning of the state park to the right appeared deserted. In the quiet, I drink in the beauty of the tones of water, reflecting the early evening colors in the sky. The shallow waves are breaking a few feet from me, and I find myself thinking of heaven. The breathtaking beauty, the shell-covered shore representing the endless life living in the ocean depths. This, at the very least, is a taste of heaven. Heaven. What comes to your mind when you hear that word? The first word that comes to my mind is peace. The Bible, of course, gives us some hints, like the little tasting spoons at the ice cream shop. A tiny taste, but not nearly the full flavor and enjoyment of three scoops. Revelation 7:16. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. So in heaven, no one will ever be hungry or thirsty again. The poor and hungry and ragged clothed all over the world will no longer suffer in misery. Revelation 21. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." No suffering of any kind, physical or mental. Everything new. I see no death, no mess, no trash, clean and beautiful. Luke 23:43. The criminal on the cross beside Jesus, out of his awareness of his sins and faith, said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Ah, paradise. What wonderful thoughts does this word bring to mind? John 14:2. My Father's house has many rooms. In heaven, everyone will have a home. No more homeless or slums or shacks. He continues in the same verse, "If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? Of course not. Jesus is the truth and the light. If he said it, it is. Matthew 6:20. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. There will be nothing to fear from nature or man. And then John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The greatest gift from God. Believe in the Lord and live eternally. The truth is, no one knows exactly what heaven will be like, but we can be assured from these verses that this tragically hurtful world will no longer be. For all of us on this planet, the phrase I hear too often, so much suffering, will forever be gone. Can you imagine that the struggles physically, emotionally we carry every day that we or those we love and know deal with? Can you imagine waking up one day and all the turmoil is gone? Gone, gone, never to return. Can you imagine the joy, the freedom you will wake to? I can see myself sing with a full voice of praise and thanksgiving and dance with the grace of a ballerina and the joy of a 15-year-old. And so, when life is low, the imagery of heaven lightens the load. Our time is God's plan, whenever that might be. But the knowledge that all our burdens will fall away, resolved and forgotten on that unknown day, is a lovely place to rest my brain and body. Let us pray. Lord, although we really don't know when or what heaven will be like, we know the important stuff. It will be a peaceful entity free from all that steals our joy in this world and is bound to fill us with joy and beauty and smiles and laughter. And indeed, I think fun and meaningful work. After all, we are made in your image, Lord. In your precious name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.